This is Spooky G from your Not Your Ordinary SA podcast, where we speak about hot topics that's happening around us. It's 2024 and it is crazy out there, especially that it is an election year. I am excited because there is so much to talk about. Already the political junkies are spewing their opinions across all platforms and it is madness. Some say this election is not about healthcare, climate change, women's rights. It is more about immigration. The craziness that I'm hearing on the news about people's age, it is more about cognitiveness. Nikki Haley, she is running for the presidency. And already she is speaking about the cognitiveness about the two men who are running against her. I am not going to be speaking about age because that is a whole kettle of fish for another day. However, I will speak about immigration. Interestingly, Nikki is American born, of first generation East Indians, not Native Americans who are already here, but Indians who are from Asia. If I were to ask you where you're from, you are more likely to say America. If I were to ask you where your ancestors are from, you are more likely to say another country. After the colonization of the Americas, the settlers, as they were called, began finding homesteads, building towns, and businesses. People from Ireland, Germany, Portugal, Italy, and many more countries emigrated to the United States. It is documented that both the Italians and Irish were vilified when they arrived on the boats. They were treated like second-class citizens and put to work doing manual labor. Manual labor such as the constructions of roads and the railroads. If you think about the subway in New York City, one of the groups that built the subway is the Italians, not to mention the Lincoln Memorial. But as time went by, there was a labor shortage. It was harsh working in the heat, severe work for the Europeans, thus the Africans. So what is different today? We need a labor force, thus the Hispanics. They are coming in droves at the border. And yes, they are vilified by the modern day settlers. They are called rapists, criminals, other immigrants of color, are in inverted commas from shithole countries. Picking your apples, oranges, tomatoes, cabbages is harsh work in the heat. Do you think the modern day settlers are going to do it? No. You will never find them in a cabbage patch unless they are supervising the immigrants. You do not want immigrants in your country, yet you want them to clean your homes and restaurants, your public bathrooms, and take care of your elderly parents. The Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo of 1848 ended the Mexican-American War, and Mexico ceded 55% of its territory to the United States. And you wonder why the largest immigrant group in the USA is Mexican, yet they are not acceptable? One of our contenders said he preferred people like Norwegians to come to America. He is in for a rude awakening because, of course, the Norwegians told him, "No way, Jose." Does that sound Mexican to you? Americans change it. In their eyes, it is scary. Several weeks ago, there was a convoy that went to the border to see what was happening. A woman in the group went on news media and said that she thought it was not bad. What was the hoopla about? So they stood out there, barbecuing their beefs, selling their political wares, making America great again. There is no doubt that an improved immigration law be enforced at the border. Many presidents over the years have dabbled in immigration. So this is always a moving project. We need to remember the human psyche. The higher you build a wall, the longer the rope they will use to get across the fence. The more you tell people you are going to close the border, the more people will come. They become nervous, thinking they will not have an opportunity in the future. Therefore, they leave everything behind for a better life. Why do we fear immigrants? One answer I have heard is that they put a strain on the healthcare system, or they will take away our jobs. During Ronald Reagan's 1976 campaign, and this was his presidential campaign, he used the derogatory term welfare queen regarding a court case against Linda Taylor. Now, Linda Taylor was a Black American who was accused of abusing the welfare system. Ever since that time, Black Americans are stigmatized as the dominant race that uses the system. Allow me to inform you with a few statistics. The Pew Center stated that in 2020, non-Hispanic whites amounts to 44% adults and 31.5% children were on the system. For Hispanics, all races, 21.9% adults and 31.5% children. Blacks, 27% for both adults and children. You may say that the Caucasians or the white race is more dominant. Therefore, you will have more of them on the system. But who specifically is using the system? Let us not turn a blind eye to the rigors that defranchise others who really need it. But that is another story for another day. All in all, the minority tends to get the blame, and the focus is mostly on the immigrants. We need to stop being anti-immigrants and look more positively to the continuation of America. The birth rate is falling. We need babies for the survival of our society, the economy. There are European countries, for example, Italy, where the birth rate is steadily declining. They have some of the strictest immigration laws, and their country is dying. Whenever I see a child of Black, Asian, white, or Hispanic race, I say to myself, there is my Social Security payment. And I'm dead serious about this, because right now we are the ones who are paying for our parents and our grandparents. We need children to pay into the system so that we, who are now coming up, can get paid our Social Security. The younger generation is not hung up on race. They are open to learning about each other, and there are exchanges in culture, music, and art. They are marrying each other. If you take a look at your TikTok, there's a lot of interracial marriages now. It is stated that by 2044, America will be, in inverted commas, a brown country. It is the fact, and we have to start getting used to this. Immigrants build this country, and they continue to do so. Do not be afraid. Embrace and harness the colorful diversity we have around us. We need each other for the sustainability of this country. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.